Good morning. This past week's staff Dalad, Maseches Pesachim. Number of sugyas on Daf Dalad. We're going to focus on one sugya. Just till we get there, which was mentioned the previous shayla before. The Gemara, a little more than halfway down, Dalad Omen Aleph, Ask Shail Bowman Aim Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Shail was asked Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Maski Bayis Lechavir Baba Osa Ami Livdoik. Someone rents a house to his friend Baba Osa Ami Livdoik on the 14th. Ami Livdoik, Ahamask Livdoik, the Chamedi Dehu. More has a Shail of you who has to be Baidik. The Tzad that the Maskir, the renter, has to, the one who rents it, has to. Has made the bedika is the chamidi dehu, the chometz that's there is his. Idilma al hasoicha livdaik, or maybe the renter, one who's going to be living there, has to be bedik the sur b'shusekoi. This is this shaila over here. We're not going to go into this shaila. I just want to come out to maskon of the Gemara just to help us understand the next shaila. The Gemara comes out. If you file the more a little further down, more trust being a raya from mezuzah, and the Gemara is mad chel raya, pushes away the raya. The Gemara says, Hochamai, Omar lehu Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok answered, he told them, Tanina, there's a braisa which talks about this question, Hamask bar Yitzchok Haver, Mad shloi mosle hamavteches, Chala bar Osorn, Al Hamaski livdoik. The Braisa says that it's dependent on Mesiris Maftechas, the handing over of the keys. Actually, Moslem Maftechas Chal, but also Al Hamaskir Livdaik. If the keys weren't passed from the Maskir to the Seichem, that means that the Chiv was Chal, the Chiv Bedika was Chal, the keys were still by the Maskir, see, he has to make the Bedika. But if the keys were already given over before the beginning of the Zman of the Bdika, then the Seicha has to make the Bdika. That's how the Gemara comes out. We saw the Rashi. Rashi learns over here that the Mesiris Mavteches is Kinyan, and according to that, so it's Lavdavka Mesiris Mavteches, any Kinyan, right, would have that Halacha. That's Shittas Rashbam, Bav Basar, also learns like this. Tosis asks the Kasha on the Gemara that brings Rayas that Mesiris Mavteches doesn't make Kinyonim, and therefore Tosis understands that the idea of Mesiris Mavteches giving over the keys is not because of Kinyon. It has to do with one who has the ability to make the Bedika. If you have the keys, you can get in. If you don't have the keys, you can't get in to make the Bedika. Tosis talks about Tosis Shita is. There, even if the kinyan wasn't yet made, it's dependent on having the keys. That means that if the renter got the keys at the time of the chiyuv bedika, even though the kinyan wasn't made, he has to make the bedika. As Tosfos learns, other Rishonim, the Ran argues, and they say that without a kinyan, then definitely the masker has to, and only if a kinyan was made, then if the keys were handed over, that's when the renter has to make a bedika, and that's how we pass in halacha. Okay, that was just quickly to discuss that, because I want to get to the next shayla over here. A little difficult piece of Gemara. Let's see if we go through this piece of Gemara ourselves. The Gemara like this, the next shayla in Gemara is as follows. Bo minei merev nachem ba Yitzchok. Right, it's around six lines from the bottom. The first piece of Gemara was discussing when both the mask, the first shalit would discuss, both the mask and the seicha are available to make the bedik. And the question is, who's mechuyev? That was what that first Gemara talked about. And the Gemara tells us that is dependent on Mesiris Mavteches, like we just discussed. Now, the Gemara over here is talking about someone rents a house, And the question is, in the Gemara, that could he assume, is there a chazoka, is there a status in the house that it was rented, that it was nivdak? So we're talking in a situation where the chiyah b'dika was on the mask here. He should have done it. And like we see in the Gemara, the one who's moving in, he doesn't know for sure whether that person did it or not. The question is whether he has to do that, whether he has to do it, even though the chiyah b'dika was on the mask here. So what we see from this Gemara over here is, and Farshim speak out, that even if it were to be that the chiyah b'dika was chal on the mask here, but if he's not here, then definitely the soicher, the one who's living here, has to do it. And that's the situation in the Gemara over here, that if we can't assume that it was nivdak, you see the Gemara even be sofik. Right? If there's a sofik, then the soicher is going to have to make the b'dika. And that's the assumption in the Gemara over here. That's the fundamental assumption in the Gemara. So this Gemara shows as follows. Someone he rents the house, he's moving in, and he doesn't know for sure whether a bedikah was done or not. And so it's in the Gemara it would seem that if he's not going to have a way to assume that a bedikah was done, then he'll have to make the bedikah. He'll have to check for chometz. And the most question over here is there a chazaka? Is there something that says that we have the right to assume that the bedikah was done? Since he's mechuyev to do it, mitzvah chachamim, so we could assume that he listened to the mitzvah chachamim and it was done. Let's see that first Rashi. Rashi, around 5 lines from the bottom, Barba Osor, Shachris. The rental over here was done on Arba Osor Shachris. The bedik was supposed to have been done last night. Mimach zekina le lahai maskim, devadai bodku emesh. That we have the right to be machzik, to assume that the maskim was bedik last night, kimitzcha sachomim, like the chiv chachomim is to make the bedika leil yedalit, oiloi. Well, we don't have the right to assume that. And seemingly, if we don't have the right to assume that, then we sofik, since we're not sure if it was nivdak, then he'd have to make the bedika. And only if we have the right to assume that he made the bedika, so then the person, the renter who's moving in now, will not have to make a bedika. The Gemara contains as follows. The Gemara says like this. The Mayan Afkamina, Lishayle, the Gemara asks the question, what's the difference whether there's a chazok or not? Why is that relevant? Let's just ask him. Go over to the mask here, and we'll ask him if he was baidik or not, and he'll let us know. So we don't have to rely on chazokis. But the truth is that the Rishonim speak out that the Gemara's question over here is not simply that, you know, it's not necessary to rely on chazaka, we could always find out the truth, but it's really more than that, right? That in a situation when you have the ability to find out, then the din doesn't allow us to rely on a chazaka. It's what we refer to a sof that's efshir levruri. If you could be mavar, if you could clarify a sofik, so yeah, we don't have the right to rely on chazakas. Chazakas are something that we could use in a situation of sofik when we're in doubt, and we could assume the status of certain things. But that's only if we have no way of finding out the truth, no way of relying to know what getting the information. But if we have a way of getting the information and finding out, then we can't, you know, say, well, there's a chazak, it's not going to bother finding out. All right, so that's what the Yushayim talk about over here, the Ran brings. And he says that, and therefore this Gemara would be a source. He says the Riffin on other places, negated to Shechita. There is a Chazaka that someone who shechs knows the halachas. There's a Chazaka Gemara in Chum talks about such a thing. So if a person made a Shechita, and you want to know whether you could eat from a shechita or not, do you have the right to assume that he knows the halachas therefore it was done properly, so there is such a chazaka. However, the Rif says that's only that if he's not, if the one who made the machine is not around to ask him. And if he's around, then we could give him a test to see whether he knows halacha or not. We can't rely on this chazaka only if he's not, he left, he's not here. And so there's no way of clarifying in ourselves, so then we can rely on this chazaka. And it's similar to what we've seen in the Gemara over here. So therefore the Gemara asks that why is it relevant whether it's a chazaka or not? Ask him. And as we just said before, you can't even rely on the chazaka even if there was, if you could ask him. Well, that Gemara answers, Les lahayd l'shiyule. The person's not here. The one who rented it, he's not here anymore to ask him. We can't ask him, so that's why, you know, we're in doubt whether he made a bdikah or not. And this is, were there to be a chazaka, to rely on that would help us, and we have the right to rely on it. Atshuchi lahay, my. Do we have to be matriach, the one who's renting it now, is living it, to be bdik or not? That's the question over here. Rashi says, the main afkimine the shaile. So Rashi lahai in bodkim lav. Let's ask the person who had the responsibility to make the bdikah. Let's ask him. Kigoin de lesa lahai. Rashi says, maskir l'mishaile. He's not here to ask him. Umi boilon atshuche lahai soiche livdek misofik mai. That we have to be matriach the soiche livdek because of the doubt. Or maybe there's no doubt because we have the right to rely on the chazokin. So the question was asked to Rav Nachman Yitzchok. He answered as follows: Omelahu Rav Nachman Yitzchok Tinisuhu. There's a braisa that we could derive the answer of our shaila from. The braisa was as follows: Hakol leman abir chometz, afilu noshim, afilu avodim, afilu ktanim. Everyone is trusted, is believed, concerning Bir Chometz. The Bir Chometz that we're talking about over here is the Bidika. We can rely on anyone who says, who testifies, that a Bidika was made. The Brashi says, Afilo Noshim, Afilo Avodma, Afilo Kitanim. These people, seemingly, seems to be a Chiddush, but even these people, we could rely on them. If they said that Bidika was made, we could rely on them. So now Rav Nachman Yitzchok says as follows: My time of Mehemni. What's the reason why we could believe them? He's coming with an assumption, and we'll see. The Gemara speaks it out even clearer a little bit later. The Gemara calls it that Amir Dahani Midi Mashosha Isbe. That the assumption over here is that these people really don't have what to rely on. We really can't believe them. And that's what Menachem Yitzchok's question over here is. The Braisa says that we could believe these people, and if they'll tell us that a bdika was made, we could rely on it. On that, Menachem Yitzchok says, how could that be? These people are not, we can't rely on them. They're not trusted, for whatever reason. It's also a discussion. But that's what Menachem Yitzchok is coming in. He's saying that, how do you understand this Braisa? These people we can't rely on. Most be that there's some kind of basic assumption that we can make on our own. And that's where it's coming from. That's what Nachman Yitzchok says. I see in this braisa must be that there is a chazaka. Cheskosei bodek. We have the right to assume that people do what the chiyuv mo, what the chachamah machayev them. We have the right to assume that they did it. But now the Gemara adds something over here. The kosover, and this really seems to be just an elaboration on this side of the Gemara, that there is a chazaka. And the Gemara just elaborating over here what the chazaka is and we're going to give a similarity. The kosovar, the Tana this braisa holds, hakol chaverim heim eitzel b'dikas chometz. Everyone, every person is in the category of a chover, that's a certain status, concerning b'dikas chometz. And we'll see. Disanya, there's a braisa which says the following: Chover Shemes, a person who's in the status of a chover, he dies, v'inich megurum le'aperis, and he leaves a storage house full of peris. Afil heim b'nei yoimon, even if they were recently harvested, we could assume that the mesukan, that the trumas maasis were taken off of them. What this is referring to is like this. That we're familiar, there's a whole mesechta called Mesechis Demai. Demai, Domai, what is this? And that's based on one of the takonis, I believe Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, that we know the halacha is a mitzvah in the Torah that things that grow in Eretz Yisrael because of Kedushas Ha'aretz, so there's a special chiyuvim on things that grow. We have to take off shuma and meister, different kind of meisters. And until these things are taken off, the peiris are called tevel, and they're also to eat. It could be a chiv mispe shemayim if one eats it. It's not various. It's prohibited to be eaten. By taking off the proper shumas and meisters, that's misak in it. That fixes it up, and now it's mutter to eat. During the times of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, an investigation was made, and they realized that there was a leniency in this by many people. And because of that, there was a takona that someone who buys food from someone who's in the category of Am Ha'aretz, these people were included in the suspicion that they didn't properly take off, and the person has to take off maestros, certain maestros, chuma not, maestros, yeah. But we view his peiros as tevel to a certain degree. There was a category of person called a chover. Right? Chover is someone who is known to be makpid, to be careful. Generally, a Talmud Chacham, someone who's reliable. Right? So you have two categories of people. You have an Am Ha'aretz, someone that we can't trust, there's a suspicion that he didn't take it off, and therefore we have to assume that it wasn't taken off, and we have to take off to be misaken. And then you have someone who's in the category of a Chover. Now, Chover has a not only could we rely that he took it off, but a chover, like we see over here, has a chazoka, that he's not moitzi mitachas yodoi, anything that's not mesukin. And that's what this Brian Silva is talking about. Chover shemes, someone who's in the status of a chover, he died, he left a storehouse full of peiros, afil heim bnei yoimon, even though they were recently harvested, and maybe over here, I mean, right away, could we assume that he took off? And so that's the chiddush of the Brayis is. Afleihem neyoyman harayim cheses mukonim. A chover is very careful, and we have the right to assume that peiros from a chover are mesukan. It's taken care of the trumas maestros. There's no problem of tevel. Now that's concerning trumas and maestros, that you have a chover and you have the Am Ha'aretz. What the Gemara is saying over here, that bidikas chometz, we're dealing with a shayla whether every person, even someone who will be an Am Ha'aretz, concerning trumas and maestros, concerning bidika, could I assume that when the night of the 14th passed, he made a bidika? So that Gemara is saying, hakol chaveyim heim eitz bidikas chometz, that concerning bidikas chometz, everyone, even someone who might be an Am Ha'aretz, concerning other things, but concerning bedikas chometz, hakol chaverim, everyone's in the status of chaverim, and therefore we have the right to assume that he definitely did the mitzvah that he was supposed to do, the chiv that he was supposed to do, and we could assume that definitely a bedik was made, and therefore in our case, the renter doesn't have to make the bedika. Right? So that's what the Mora is comparing this to. The Rishonim speak out that from this comparison, what it would seem to be is that the original Gemara Shaila was only on such a person who would be in the category of Am Ha'aretz concerning Trumas and Maestros. That's where the Shaila originally was. For Trumas and Maestros, he's Am Ha'aretz, but for Bedikas Chomes, is there a Chazoko? But someone who even a Chover, who's in the category of a Chover, got Trumas and Maestros, so that the Shaila never started. That definitely, we could assume, the same way we could assume that his peiros are mesukin, so definitely, if he had a house and he had a chiyuv bedika, definitely we could assume that. That wasn't the question of the Gemara at all. The question of the Gemara was that an Am Ha'aretz, someone who's in the category of Am Ha'aretz, for Shumas and Maestras, but even he might have a chazaka as far as Bidikas Chomus. And that's what the Gemara is coming to do over here. Now, I mean, there is a little question why the Gemara is speaking this out now. This really, we could have all just discussed this before, right? When the Gemara originally had the Shaila, is there a chazok? It's not a chazok, right? So that this is the idea. This is what this is. Right? There's nothing new really happened over here. This morning we just brought a Ryan. Okay, it's a question. But, so what we have right now is Nachman Yitzchok brings a Raya to the Shaila from the Braisa. The Braisa tells us that people that really we can't rely on their word. If they say that there was a bedikah was made, then we could trust. And that's what the Braisa says. On that he says that how could that be? How could that be? We can't rely on their word. Must be that even without their word, we have a basis to assume that it was nivdak. That's why he's bringing a raya from over here. Now the obvious question over here is that, well, if there's a chazaka, so what do we need them for? I mean, the Braisa is saying that if they tell you it's nivdach, you could trust them. You're telling me that really we can't rely on them, right? On their word. And the real reason why you could assume that it was nivdach is because of the chazaka. So if so, then why is the Braisa saying that they're believed as if we're listening to them? The Braisa should just say that, you know, all houses are becheskas nivdach. You know, once he passed down, right? Okay, so this might be the Gemara's question. Tosis talks about it, right? But this is a question. Well, maybe we'll see. We'll get to this. But apparently, there is some need over here for their word in addition. But their word by itself wouldn't help. Only if there's some kind of underlying chazaka which allows us, in general, to assume that the house is nivdak. So that's why their word will make a difference over here, right? That's seemingly what the Gemara seems to be saying. Yes, yeah, so Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, I see in this braisa that there must be a chazaka, there must be some kind of status that we could assume that people make a bedikah. Let's see the Rashi. Let's see the Rashi starting from the Bamin over base. Oh, well. The last Rashi, my time in second to last line, my time in the morning. Rav Nachman is speaking. Right? He's questioning on the Braisa. So the Braisa says that these people are believed. My time nemonim holav ne'asude ninu. These people are not able to testify. So how could it be that we could act upon their word? Lav is in that mishum debalav amidin hu nam mechaskin and boduk. Must be that even without their word, we could assume that it was checked. Right, this is the basis of the chazaka. The basis of the chazaka is that we have the right to assume that a person definitely was not over on the chiyuv chachamim. And even if he is an am ha'aretz concerning other things, chaver hu le'inyan bedika. He's a chaver concerning bedika. The hakol's reason that concerning bedika, hakol's reason. Everyone is careful. Everyone's alert. Everyone is. Does the chiv? It would seem to be from the way Rashi is talking. Maybe the Gemara itself would be mashed like that. That this is a specific chazaka concerning bedikas chometz, right? As opposed to, you know, echavis in general mitzvahs. Bedikas chometz. Hakol's reason concerning comes to chometz. Everyone has is sensitive toward this. So on that Rashi continues. The Gemara says the Kosova Haitana Tana this Brayis and most hold Hakol Chaver Meitzel Bedikim. Everyone is considered is in the category of a Chaver concerning Bedikah. Feel Am Ha'aretz. Even someone is Am Ha'aretz. Uvedover Shehu Muchzok Chaver Mechza. Mechazkin alei, and anything that he would be in the status of a chaver, mechazkin lei shelo over zmanai ad shasa uhu. And any time a person is in the status of chaver, so that in general, for whatever concerning whatever he's a chaver for, but the general idea of a chaver is that we could assume that right away he did what he had to do. And then what brings the Braisa of Chover concerning the idea of Maestris. The Tanya Chover, Hanem and Al Maestris, Chover, someone who's trusted on Maestris, Umeis, he dies, Venech Megurim Lea Pedis. He leaves a storage house full of Pedis. I feel him Bnei Yoimon. Even though they're just today's fruits, Shenis Marcho Hayoim, this is what makes the Paris Mukhuyev Maisis. Before that, before this process, it could be eaten Derech Haroi without taking on Trumas Maisis.
What does Mismarcho mean?
It's some kind of process of I think piling it up. Right, making bonds miruach, yeah. Right, harayhem becheskas mesukonim. We can assume that the mesukon. Why the vadal yotza mitachas yodoi? Because we assume that something would not leave his control. Actually, gomar kol mitzvosai until he did the whole thing. We have the right to assume that right away things were taken care of. For Hochanami, so that's concerning Maestris. For Hochanami, if we're saying that everyone has a din, is in the status of a chover concerning the mitzvah of Bedika, Hochanami kivan da af ame oretz chaveirim heim al habdika, since concerning Bedika, even ame oretz are in the status of a chover, then the status of a chover, so that would tell us chaskoson shabodku, the chazoka is that they made a Bedika. Okay, so this is what we're holding at this point in the Gemara. Nachma Yitzchok, he has a Braisa, and the only way he can understand the Braisa is that if the Tana of the Braisa holds that there's a Chazoka. Otherwise, he doesn't understand how it's possible to believe Eved, Isha, and Kotten. Well, that Gemara says as follows. Umimai. The Gemara is challenging his Raya. Umimai. How do you know to say this? I'll tell you an alternate explanation. Dilma shani hocha mishim deka amar hani. Maybe over here it's different. Maybe really there's no chazaka. And the reason why in this braisa hakol nemone is because we could rely on their word, right? So maybe there's no chazaka. Maybe we're relying on their word. On that, the Gemara comes back and says, "Well, oto amir dahani midi mashosha izbe." How could you think that the reason why we trust them is because of their word? And there's no chazaka. Their word has no validity. Midi mashu. There's no mashu in that word. We can't trust them. That's what the Gemara says back. Now, I have to try to hold the conversation back and forth, who's saying what, and where he's going. So at this point, the Gemara had tried to push away the Rav Nachman Yitzchok's raya by saying that we're relying on them. Rav Nachman said that you can't rely on them. Being that you can't rely on them, there must be a chazaka, which is the basis of what we're trusting. Now the Gemara says, Elamai, the chazkase boduk. Now the Gemara is asking on Rav Nachman. The Gemara is not answering the question that was asked. The question that was asked, how could you say that we're trusting them? You can't trust these people. The Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara says, okay, I hear it. That's a good question on me. But now I'm going to ask a question back on you, right? Well, let's see if your understanding could get by without any questions. You also have some problems. You want to tell me that the basis of the monos is because of the chazaka? Hi, this that the Tana says hakol nemonim. The Braisa says, what does Braisa say? Braisa says hakol nemon abir chometz. The Braisa also talks about people, right? The Braisa says all people are trusted, even Noshim Vod Meng Tanim. So the Gemara is asking a question that the way the Tana expresses this halacha, he's not getting at the point. Hi, Hakol Nemonim. This that the Tana says, you and expresses the halacha by saying Hakol Nemonim, etc. He shouldn't have said that. What he should have said was that all batim are b'chazaka. Whereas what the Gemara is asking over here is like this: is that you're telling me that the basis over here, why we really can't believe them, we can't trust them. When they say, right, we can't. It's really based on the Chazaka. So I'm going to ask, if it's based on the Chazaka, so why does the Tana speak it out as if we're trusting them? The Tana should say that all batim are becheskas bedukim. That's really the basis of them on us. So that's how the Tana should have given over this halacha. Why is the Tana making it sound as if we're relying on them? And that's what the Gemara means to ask. That the Gemara is saying that I'm telling you that the reason why we could believe them is because they're trusted. There's no chazaka. They're trusted. That's what the Gemara wanted to push away. The Rai wanted to say. So according to me, the Braisa reads well. Hakol nemonim is going on the person, that you could trust the person. He has an emonis. You could trust him. According to me, it reads very good. And if that's true, then there's no right as a chazok. There's no chazok. But you're telling me that no, you really can't believe them. Less b'mashosha. And the basis of this is because of a chazok. It doesn't have to do what they're saying. Even if they wouldn't have come along, there's a chazok. We could assume that the bedika was done. So if that's true, that's what the Tana should have said. Why is the Tana relating the nemonos to what they're saying? Hakol nemon, all people are nemon. There's nothing to do with them. That's what the Gemara says, and that's how Rashi learns what the Gemara's kasha over here is. Now again, the Gemara doesn't answer this. The Gemara comes back as follows. Elomai. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak talks back to the, we'll call it the Makshan, who wanted to push away the Rai, and his Elomai, Mishamamir Dahani, he says, okay, fine, let's have it your way. Right? Okay, you want to learn like the Bryce it seems to imply, that we're trusting them. Right? And therefore, it's not right what I'm saying, that I see that there's a Rai, that there's a Chazok over here. No, the reason why we're believing them is because they themselves could be trusted. And that Rav Nachman says back to him that you're not really, even according to what you're saying, you're not accomplishing what you want to accomplish. Because like this. The Gemara asked the Shaila, right? This is how many Gemaras constantly work. Right? The Gemara asks a Shaila, a question. The Gemara brings a Raya from a source, a Braisa. This Braisa says such and such. Now the Gemara comes back, the Gemara says that what the Gemara usually would say in such a situation is that there's no Raya to what I'm saying. My Shaila is intact. Right, the doubt that I raise is still here. You brought a source from over here. I'll show you why that source doesn't help to answer our shaila. So the point is to bring the shaila back on the table that we're lacking clarity. Right? So Rav Nachman Yitzchak is talking to this Makshin over here who pushed away his raya, and what he's telling us that is like this: even if we'll have it your way, fine. So you want to have that this braisa is not based on a chazaka. No, the Braisa is based on believing them. That Rav Nachman is saying is fine, but the way you're learning the Braisa, there's a Raya all the way. Right? Raya-less, we're not going to walk away from this Braisa. The Braisa says either one of these two things. Right? That's what he's saying right now. Elamai, Mishmamir Dahaning. You want to say that the reason, the understanding of this Braisa, that we believe them. Right? There's a doubt. Well, we don't know whether this house is Baruch or not. They come around and they say, oh, now they say, okay, now we know what the story is. If so, we can make a dig. Hole Amri Hani. Let's say this person wouldn't have come, right? We have a house over there questioning whether it was Nivdak or not. And Isha comes and tells us. So if the Tana, oh, the Isha came, okay, now we're out of doubt. So that would imply that if the Isha would have not have come, we would have been in doubt. Hole Amri Hani. If these people didn't say, Loi. Right? Then we wouldn't be able to assume that it was Nivdak, only because we're relying on them. If so, Tiv Shemineh, Dein Chas Kasei Bodek. So then we should have right all the way. Dein Chas Kasei Bodek. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak is saying that I'm bringing your Braisa, right? I learn it one way, and I feel that the Raya that comes out of this Braisa should be that there is a Chazoka. You're telling me, no, there's no Raya from this Braisa because I learned the Braisa otherwise. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak is saying that even according to your understanding, fine, you don't agree with me, but then the Raya will be the other way, because according to the way you're learning the Braisa, the reason why we could assume that this house is Nivnak is because of the Amira of these people. That means that until they came, we couldn't. What happened to the Chazaka? So according to you, so you're learning the Braisa, there is no Chazaka. So what he's saying is that regardless, there's a Raya one way or the other. Right? So I'm bringing you a Braisa which has a Raya. You can't push away the Raya from this Braisa. That's what he's talking to the Makshin. According to the Makshin's understanding, what the Braisa says, that according to your understanding, there's a Raya also. So at this point of the Gemara, we have Rav Nachman Yitzchak, where he learns we have a Raya, that there is a Chazaka, because we can't believe these people. So this that the Gemara says, that after they say it, we'll take on that it was Nivdak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that's based on Chazaka. He holds that there's a Raya, there is a Chazaka. The other man, the Omer, at this point of the Gemara, the way he's learning, is that we're relying on them, it would seem to come out, there's a Raya, that there is no Chazaka. Now he was coming to push away the Raya. Not that there should be no Rai either way. So that's what the Gemara is going to continue now. The Gemara says as follows. Loi. Loi lam eim aloch ches kosei bodok. Okay, this is where it gets a little tricky, right? So now the Makshin, recall him in the Gemara, now he's, loi lam eim aloch ches kosei bodok, what he means to say is that he's saying that I'm going to show you how the way I learned the Braisa, there's no Rai either way. In other words, you just told me that according to the way I'm learning, it should come out of Raya, the Inches Kasei Bodek. So now he's saying, no, let me explain to you how I'm learning the Braisa, that the way I'm learning the Braisa, it could be either that the halacha is that there's no Chazaka, or even there is a Chazaka. So that's what he means when he's saying over here, Lo'olam Eim Loch Ches Kasei Bodek. What he just means to do is he means just to show how the question is still in place. The two tzedakim are still here. Possibly there is a chazoka, possibly no chazoka. I'm going to show you how I learned the braisa, that there won't be a riot to either tzad. This braisa could hold either like that. And that's like we explained before, that's usually what the Gemara is coming to do. We're coming to push away a riot. We come to say this braisa is not relevant to our shaila. And the shaila is still from Kamei Medesis. The shaila still stands. Both possibilities are in existence even after this braisa. And I'll show you why, because this braisa doesn't help us at all. That's what he's saying over here. You told me that according to my understanding, it's a right. No, I'll show you how according to my understanding has a possibility even to say cheskasei bodok. Why? Let me explain to you a little bit what's going on over here. And that Gemara tells us that I would understand the Braisa as follows. That we're talking about a situation that the chazaka, the assumption over here, rightfully is that the house was not nivdak. Rashi explains, right, that we know that the person who owns the house, who should have made the bedika, he definitely didn't make the bedika. He wasn't around to make the bedika. Right, so that's what gives us the right to assume at this point the bedika wasn't made. It's still possible maybe someone else made it, but it's because kosei ain't about it. That's what we're talking about in such a situation. And these people, Noshim Vodim Tanim, they come and they say that we were Boydikit. So Rashi says, we were Boydikit. And that's what the Tan is saying that they believe. Mal Desemo Loilim Nuhu Rabbonon. What I might have thought is that maybe we can't rely on these people. Kamash Balon, Kivon, the Bdikas Chomes Mid Rabbonon, whom. That since the whole Dim Bdikas Chomes is only Midrabonon, Dim Midaraisa Bevitl Baal Masagi Lei, because Midaraisa, as far as the Din of the Torah, a Bdikas is not necessary. A person could take care of the possible Isurim by making Bittl. So therefore the Gemara says that Bdikas Chomes is really only a Din Drabonon, Himnu Rabonon Midrabonon. Now let's just try to put this Gemara into the proper perspective over here. What the Gemara is doing is the Gemara is saying that the case of this Braisa, the Braisa is talking about when we have a question whether a house was nivdak or not, whether bdik was made or not. An Isha comes and she tells us that it was, we believe her. The Gemara is saying this Braisa over here is not relevant to our question at all. Our question is a question when you have a house, which it's a sophic, equal sophic, equal doubt, is there a chazaka to assume that it was nivdak or not? That was the shaila. That Gemara says this is not talking about such a case. We're talking about a case where we're supposed to be assuming that a bedika was not made, because we know that the owner of the house was out of town, on Leil Yudalid. He definitely didn't make it. He was busy, whatever it was, Rav Rashi says, we know he didn't make it. So that already is, things are starting on a different level now. We're starting in Cheskasai anybody. So, in this situation, it's not possible to use the concept of a Cheskasai Boduk. Cheskasai Boduk is when you don't know it one way or another. That was the question. Could I assume that person did? And I did what he was supposed to do. This situation was that I know the person didn't do what he was supposed to do. So it's Cheskasai anybody. That doesn't mean that the house definitely wasn't Nivdak. It could be that it was Nivdak in some other way. That's why we still have a Sofik. But this Sofik is not an equal Sofik. At this point, it's Cheskasai anybody. We have to assume that it was not Nivdak. Now, an Isha comes and she's made. So now, the Tan the Brais tells us that we could believe her. Right, so as far as the Raya to the Shiloh, that's why there's no Raya to the Shiloh over here. Because walking away from this Brais, so we have no idea whether there is a Chazalka or not a Chazalka. To be assumed that a person did what he's supposed to do, you can't take that out of this Brais at all. Right? Now what the Gemara has to add over here is that we're still explaining that we're trusting the Isha over here, which that was the question that the Gemara asked before, that Hani Les Buhum HaShosho, these people you can't trust. So how is it that we're trusting the Isha? That's what the Gemara adds over here, the Ma'od HaSeima, in the last three lines in the Gemara. And the Gemara tells us that you're right. Even though in normal situations, if it would be a question of a Daraisa, then we couldn't. Means the Daraisa means a Chiv in the Torah. A Torah question. Then we couldn't rely on these people. But B'dikas Chometz is a Din Rabbonon. Being that it's a Din Rabbonon, so the Rabbonon accept a lower level of nemonus, a lower level of reliability in order for us to take on that what they say is good. That's more ads over here. Now the truth of the matter is that you could ask that, like, why did the Gemara first say this now? You could have said this before. I mean, the Gemara asked this question before. The Makshin over here is learning that the Brais over here is that these people have an emunus, right? He's just changing what the question is, but we're believing them concerning Bedikas Chometz, right? Originally, we thought that it was Stamasophic. We don't know, did he do it or not? And they say, yeah, we're believing them that. Now the Gemara comes out that, as a matter of fact, we're talking about that there's a chazoka that it was not Nivdak, and we're believing them. But regardless, you have the question that the Gemara did ask before, that these people you can't rely on. On that, the Gemara answers now by saying that being that it's a din Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon could accept a lower level of nemonis, right, for themselves, right? Himomru v'himomru, I have this concept, right, that Rabbanon required the Bedikah, and they also said that we'll be satisfied even if an Isha, right, these kind of people who normally might not be trusted in such a situation, we'll be satisfied if they say that the bedikah was on, fine. Right? We'll accept that, and that'll take off the chiv, because we'll allow us to trust them.
That parenthesis says bior, though. It doesn't say bedikah.
Right. So this really we could have asked right away. Right? Rav Nachman Yitzchak brought this price right away, and he saw in this price, HaKol Nemon, Mabir Chometz, he sees over here that there's a chazoka concerning bedika, right? So if beer would not be bedika, then we really could have asked this question right away, right? What's he bringing this, right? So Rashi explains that the beer is referring to bedika. As a matter of fact, that we know when we make the bracha that we make, right, before bedikas chometz is beer, right? Because the bedika is a step in beer, getting rid of the chometz, right? So over here, when we say beer, it refers to bedika. Okay? So I just want to mention that it is a little question. Marshall talks about it, why the Gemara first says this right now. The Gemara should have said right away. When the Gemara asked, you know, the hacker, you learned the Brayis that you believe in, let's mashosha. The Gemara should have said right away this idea that, you know, himnu rabban rabbonon. Why is it as if, like, you know, something happened now that we could say it and we couldn't say it before? Okay, but put that question on the side. But that's what the Gemara over here is saying. So therefore, walking away from the Gemara over here, we have no raya, because we could learn that the case of this braisa is a case which is not similar to the case that we're discussing. Our case is discussing when we don't have anything either way. You have a sofik, not sure if the person did the bedika or not. And the question of there is there a chazak? Could we assume that he did what he was supposed to do? This braisa told me, we know for sure he didn't do what he was supposed to do. It's because kasi ain't a bodik. And on that, the braisa is saying, nevertheless, that these people are neman to say that we made the bedika. Even though our assumption at this point rightfully was it's because it ain't a bodik. Let's see the Rashi here. Rashi Mimai, this is around the fourth narrow line down. Umimai. This Rashi is going, the Makshon, we call him in the Gemara, he's coming to doubt Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's Raya. Right? Nachman Yitzchak learned the Braisa that it has to be, that the Nemonos over has to be based on the Chazaka, because we can't believe these people. Must be a Chazaka. And that is a Mimai. Yeah? Mimai the Hodikotan Nemonim. How do you know that this, that the Braisa says Nemonim can believe them, time and Mishum Da Kol Chaver Meisel B'dika? How do you know the reason for that is that everyone's in the status of a chover, and therefore there's a chazokin. Dilma, ein ame ha'oretz chaverim al kach. No, maybe you're really wrong. Maybe really an ame ha'oretz is not in the category of a chover concerning bedikas chometz. V'tam yishom dekam rehani. And the reason is because these people are saying, onu ra'inu shabadku, we saw him be bedik. And that's the more saying, right? Maybe it's no chazoko, but we're relying on what they're saying. That they're saying that we saw the person be baitik. The next Rashi over here is going back on two steps later in the Gemara, when the Gemara asks the Kasha on Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, according to his understanding, that the reason why we believe is really because of the chazoko. We're not relying on what they say. So that Gemara asked, then the Tana the Braisa, the way he expressed his halacha, he's not talking to the point. He's talking about people being believed, and that's not really what the basis of halacha is. That nothing says they're not believed. There's a chazaka. It has nothing to do with them. We should have said that all batim have a chazaka, that we could assume that they're nivdak. Nothing to do whether a person comes to testify that it was so or not. That's the Gemara says, Kol ha-batim b'cheses bedukim miboil el misni. That the Tanya should have learned with us, the way he should have expressed the halacha was in the following way. Kol batim b'cheses bedukim. That we could assume the status of a house is that it was nivdak. V'loi ha-vel el misni b'mir dahani. And the point is that we shouldn't have made it dependent on the amira, the testimony of these people, because according to Rav Nisqal, it has nothing to do with them. That we can't trust them. That's that point anymore. Now Rashi guides us through the next couple of lines in the Gemara. Right? It's a little confusing. Umakshinon. And the Gemara asks as follows. Elo, miditol b'amira. Well, Gemara comes back and says, okay, Nachman is talking to the Makshin. He says, okay, fine, you want to learn the rice like that. You feel that the way the Tan is talking, it would seem to be dependent on the amira of these people. That's why we have the right to assume that it was nivdak only because they're saying, if that's what you're hearing on this braisam, vad ikala mezak, so then definitely we have the right to make a dik. We could derive from this braisam, so holy amri, if this isha wouldn't have told us, loy, then we wouldn't have the right to assume that it was nivdak. Mekain, maikami boiloch, so vaita, he's saying, what are you asking a shayla? Right? You're defending the shayla. Right? You're telling me I can't answer the shayla, the shayla is still here. Right, there's still both possibilities are on the table. According to what you're learning, the deek is that there's no chazaka. So invite the mic komi boiloch. Tivshut mina, you should bring a rife in this price. Then cheskasi boduk. Umishani, the more answers back on that. No, mholeka lemeidak lemifshit midi. No, from this price, so we can't be pushed to anything. Neither side. The ikalo ukmo, because we have the right to establish the case of the price. That this house, we know, it's in the status that it was not nivdak. We saw the owner, he's very busy on Lel Yedalid, or we know that he left before the Zman Bedika, he wasn't home at all. So that's why we have the right to assume at this point that definitely he did not do the Bedika. But Amri Hani, and these people say, Anachnu Badkinuhu. And what are they saying? They're saying that we were Bedikin, which this is sort of a little change over in the Gemara. According to the original way of understanding the Brayis, the question was whether he did it or not, and they're saying he did it. Right? But now that we're going that he definitely didn't do it, so what are they saying? They're saying that they did it. And the Brayis is saying that we trust them to say that they did it. Now, the Gemara over here, in explaining why we believe them, right? We said before that these people normally can't be believed. The Gemara says because being that this whole question is only Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon, when they made this takana of Bedika, so they accepted that we'll trust even a lower level trusted person will be satisfied with what they say. Now, because it's only Rabbanon. Now, the Gemara seems to explain to us why is Bedika only Rabbanon. Right? Bedika Lucharu should be the Rais. Right? The Gemara is saying. The reason why Bedika is only Rabbanon and not the Rais is because Bebetel Ba'al Masagi. So let's just explain this a little bit. Right? Just a few minutes over here. The truth is that this in itself is an entire sugya. Maybe we'll get to speak about this later, right? This daf over here is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over here. Trying to talk about it over here. This concept, what bittul is, how does it work? But let's just take out what the Gemara is saying over here. The Gemara is saying as follows. Simple understanding what the Gemara is saying is as follows. There's an issun in Torah by Rabbi Motze. Right, the person is not allowed to have chametz in his rishos. We discussed this a few weeks ago, and just like a person, you know, let's say wants to eat a vegetable that is known to have bugs in it, so you got to be bidik it. Right, it's a chiyuv deraisa to be baidikit. There's no mitzvah to be baidikit. I'm kind of mitzvah to be baidikit, but since it's also to eat toiloim, and this thing is common to have toiloim in it, so the isser of eating toiloim is what's mechayev you to make a bedika. So it's a deraisa dika bedika. Right, the Torah is telling you to make a bedika over here. Right, so that would have been the understanding over here. That since one may not have chametz in his rishos, so you got to make sure you don't have chametz in your rishos. So that would be obligate a person to go check, to make a bedika, make sure you don't have any chametz in your rishos. So that would be the basis of bedika being the raisa. Now the Gemara over here seems to say that that's all true. The reason why bedika is not the raisa is because there's another way of getting around the Isser of Bayer by Motze, called Bittel. Being that there's an alternate method, so therefore we can't say that the Torah is Mechayev me to make a Bedika. Being that the whole Bedika is only to get around Bayer by Motze, if I have an alternate method to get around Bayer by Motze, called Bittel, whatever Bittel is, so that's why Bedika is not the right. That's Kipshuta, what the Gemara over here is saying. And therefore, In other instances, it could be that Bedika actually is the Raisa, right? Like we'll see, after Shei Shois, right? After 6 hours in the day goes by, the Gemara tells us that one can't make Bittel anymore. The Chometz leaves his Rishos, he's not, Bittel doesn't work. If Bittel doesn't work, and if a person at this point, so then there's a Chiyuv Bedika in the Raisa, it should come out according to this Gemara. Right, person has to make a bedika to save himself by Rabbi Moshe. Right? Maybe you have chametz in your rishos. Right? You got to do what you can to make sure that you don't have chametz in your rishos. Right? So as long as you have the bittul option, it's fine. You could do that. You could get around it. Right? But if you lose the bittul option, so now the Torah is telling you, listen, you know, you're eating cauliflower over here. Right? You got to make a bedika. That's a chiyuv deraisa. Right? That's what this Gemara would seem to imply. We'll talk about this, Machlokes Rishonim about this, but that's what this Gemara simply seems to be saying. Being that you have the bittul option, so therefore Bedikas Chametz is only Rabbanon, there's a leniency in who we could believe. The Gemara here doesn't come out, right? Who we pat, what Halacha is. Rishonim say that being that this is a din Rabbanon, so we could be Samech Lahokel, and therefore Halacha, right, in the Ikar Shaila, we do have this chazaka that we could assume that hakol chaverim who eats abdikas chametz, and therefore if we have a safik, we could assume that the person made the bedika and the one who's renting doesn't have to make the bedika.